Hello, I'm Danielle Jaworwiecka with the BBC News. A fierce critic of the Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte, whose war on drugs has led to thousands of deaths, has accepted his offer to become the country's new drug czar. Leni Robredo, the vice president, said she would use her new powers to hold the authorities to account. Howard Johnson in Manila assesses why Ms. Robredo accepted the role.
This all goes back to a spat that took place 2 weeks ago when Leni Robredo gave an interview to Reuters, the news agency, in which she said too many people being killed in this crackdown by the president, and she said that it was obviously not working. Now, he was annoyed by this, and so he turned around and said, well, you have a go. And so he offered her the position, and over the last week it was a case of will she or won't she, but today she came forward and said that she will take on this position because she said that the most important consideration for me was simple. If this is a chance for the killing of innocent to stop and to hold the perpetrators responsible, I will take this on.
Several tourists have been stabbed in Jordan at one of its most popular sites, Jerash, which contains the well-preserved ruins of a Roman city. The police say that a local guide and a security guard were also wounded. A man has been arrested. Sebastian Usher reports.
An eyewitness has told the BBC that he saw the person who carried out the attack running from the scene and being chased by local officials. He says that one was stabbed in the attempt. The eyewitness describes the person he believes to have been the assailant as dressed all in black with his face masked. A video shows one of the injured lying face down with blood being staunched from a wound in her back. The Spanish Foreign Ministry has now denied the first reports that the wounded tourists were Spanish. Jerash is one of the top tourist sites in Jordan, which depends on tourism as a major economic asset. Jordan has been seen recently as relatively safe, and foreign tourists have been flooding back.
Sebastian Usher reporting. Britain's Prime Minister Boris Johnson has met Queen Elizabeth, marking the formal start of the five-week campaign for elections on December the 12th. The British Parliament formally shut down or dissolved last night. Our royal correspondent Nicholas Witchell is outside Buckingham Palace. He says Mr. Johnson's visit was largely ceremonial.
It is essentially a courtesy call. It used to be the case that it was the British monarch who alone had the power to dissolve the British Parliament under what's called the royal prerogative. That's changed in recent years. Parliament, the British Parliament, now has the power to dissolve itself. But it is, of course, the formal moment when the British general election campaign begins.
Schools in the Indian capital Delhi have opened for the first time this week after being closed because of a spike in air pollution that triggered a public health emergency. Many children wore face masks as they returned to lessons. Pollution levels in the area remain high. Strong winds have helped clear the air over the past 2 days. And that's the latest. BBC News.